Nitrites in food and water link to increased type 2 diabetes risk. Exposure to a group of chemicals called nitrites in food and water is linked to a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a new study. Nitrites are often part of or the byproduct of preservatives added to certain processed foods, including bacon, sausage, and lunch meats. The researchers found that participants with a higher level of nitrite consumption from food additives were 53% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those with no exposure to nitrites from food additives. The researchers point out that although the study does not prove that nitrites cause diabetes, it does suggest a strong link and that it might be a good idea to consider limiting your consumption of these chemicals.
National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, that's known as NICE, quality standard. In March this year, the NICE quality standard for people with type 2 diabetes was updated and replaced the previous quality standard. The topic was identified for update following a review of quality standards. The review identified 1. Changes in the priority areas for improvement, 2. New and updated guidance on type 2 diabetes in adults, and 3. That the quality standard on diabetes in adults should be split into separate quality standards on type 1 diabetes in adults and type 2 diabetes in adults.
More guidance from NICE. Finerenone for treating chronic kidney disease, CKD, in type 2 diabetes. For CKD associated with type 2 diabetes, finerenone is clinically effective compared with placebo and improves outcomes when added to standard care with or without SGLT2 inhibitors. NICE concluded that finerenone is recommended for stage 3 and 4 CKD with albuminuria associated with type 2 diabetes only as an add-on to optimise standard care, including ACE inhibitors or ARBs and SGLT2 inhibitors, unless these are unsuitable.